consider his words. Consider his words. Consider his words.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're going to be in Deuteronomy chapter 10 as we continue our study about what does God require. Now, if you'd like to hear all of the messages in this series, you can find them at our website at considerhisword.org. There you can find all of these programs and hear all of this series. Again, www.considerhisword.org. Now, while you're there, there's also a link where you can contact us. We would love to hear from you and where you're hearing this broadcast today. So you can contact us through the website. And if you write to us, we'll send you one of our little prayer journals. Now, this is just a little pocket notebook. Easily fits into a shirt pocket or fits into a purse. I carry mine with me to prayer meeting on Wednesday night, and there write down the prayer requests that I hear there. But also, you know, when somebody says to me, pray for me or pray about this, I pull my prayer journal out and make a note of it. And then as I pray every day, I can remember those particular prayer requests. It's a great little tool, and I'd encourage you to get one. All you got to do is write to us. You can do it through the website, considerhisword.org. You can email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. But then you can also write to us directly. And actually, most of the requests we get for the prayer journals come through the regular mail. It's kind of an interesting thing. So you can write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give it to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida. The zip is 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. We want you to know that this broadcast is produced by Consider His Word Ministries and is listener supported. At the website, if you'd like to help our ministry, there's a link there where you can donate to us directly. We thank God for our supporters and those who help support this broadcast. It is always a blessing. Deuteronomy chapter 10. Now, this is today we're continuing a series that we started last week, or the next item on our list that was we continue. Let me read the scripture again so we can kind of get our bearings, and we'll pick up where we left off. In Deuteronomy 10, Moses is talking to the people. He's telling them about how that he had received the Ten Commandments, and then because of the people's idolatry, he had broken those tablets. And so God gave him another set. And while he goes over the Ten Commandments and how important those are, God wanted more than that. He wanted more than just keeping a set of rules. And so he said, here's what God requires. It begins in verse 12, Deuteronomy chapter 10. And now, Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee but to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I command thee this day for thy good. Now, while God does require these things, I want to make sure that I remind you that salvation is by faith. These are not things required for our salvation. They're things required to honor the Lord and serve the Lord in our life. We're saved by faith through grace, by receiving Christ as our personal Savior. Now, this is an interesting list, and we've talked about a number of these: to fear the Lord, to walk in all His ways, to love Him. We've been talking about serving the Lord. And we started this series last week about serving the Lord and didn't quite get done. So I want to go back and pick up with that. Now, we said, you know, if we serve the Lord, that we serve the Lord every day. Many believe that when we talk about serving the Lord, it's something we just do on Sunday or maybe on Wednesday night. But I believe we ought to have a service, a mental attitude of serving the Lord every day, all the time. And I believe that comes with an attitude of glorifying God in everything. I believe that our purpose in this life is to glorify the Lord. Psalm 29:2, give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. I think all of the things on our list here glorify God. In serving the Lord, we glorify him. And we talked about this last week, that when it talks about serving the Lord, he said to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. Are you all in? We serve him completely, wholly. We sing the song, I surrender all. Are you serving God with everything? So what does it mean to serve the Lord? We started talking about this last week. We serve the Lord by doing what he says. It means that we obey his word. We obey his voice. As God speaks to us, we do what he tells us. I'm reminded of a pastor not too long ago that was telling me that in their church they had a food pantry. And their food pantry, because of the pandemic and things going on, was practically empty. Someone came by and they were in need of food. And he told them, well, our pantry's nearly empty, but I'll pray for you. And I'll pray that God will supply some food for you. So he went back to his office, got some information from them. And he sat down and began to pray. And he said, Lord, could you help this family? And God spoke to him and said, well, why don't you do it yourself? Why don't you go to the store, get them some groceries and take it to them and just do it yourself? And so he did. That was serving the Lord. He heard the voice of God tell him, go feed them yourself. And he got up and did it. And sometimes God speaks to us this way. But I think also in serving the Lord means that we follow him. That in serving him, we follow him. Jesus said it very specifically in John 12:26. He said, if any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, that shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. He realizes if you honor the Lord, he'll honor you. And he said, if any man serve me, let him follow me. So to follow Jesus means to serve him. And following Jesus means we listen to him. We do what he says. We try to be like him. We try to emulate him. Try to be like Jesus. I'll tell you, that's a tall order. But I think it's involves serving him. Many years ago, I'm going back 20 or 30 years, there was a movement going around. You saw these in Christian bookstores, and people would wear armbands, and they'd have buttons and things. I even saw a bumper sticker that said WWJD, which meant, what would Jesus do? And that's a good question, that when you're confronted with something, what would Jesus do? But I think here's a better question. What did Jesus do? And we emulate what he did, how he loved people. And so we've got to trust him in his leading as we follow him. That means that he's leading us. We trust him. Remember Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not in thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy paths. So it means that we follow him. I think it also means that in following him, that we go where he sends us. Mark 16:15, he said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And so we go where he sends. God may send you to a neighbor. He may send you to another country. He may send you right next door, down the street, or to someone at your job or in your school. He may even send you to a particular individual. Remember, God sent Peter to Cornelius. He sent Philip to the Ethiopian eunuch. And we've got to be willing to just go wherever he sends us. In Isaiah 6:8, when Isaiah saw the Lord, he said, also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. Are you willing to go wherever God sends you? And I think serving the Lord also means that we watch for those opportunities to serve Him, that when you can, you meet a particular need. You know, we often do this when there's some kind of a big catastrophe that happens, a hurricane that happens somewhere, or an earthquake that happens somewhere, and all of a sudden we're stocking up all of this food and bringing all this food and taking it to them. And those are good things. But what about every day? And looking for those opportunities. Maybe it's just a little thing. Buying somebody a cup of coffee. Helping them out with a meal. And look for those opportunities to serve the Lord. Psalm 123:2 says, "Behold, as the eyes of servants look unto the hands of their masters, and as the eye of a maid unto the hand of her mistress, so our eyes wait upon the Lord our God." Now think about this. As an eye of a servant looks to the hand of their masters, they watch him. And as soon as the master needs something, they're there to serve him. The same he said with a maiden. They watch their mistress. And they stand at the ready. And as soon as they need something, they're there to serve them. We ought to be like this way on the Lord, to wait on him for his instructions, to watch his hand at work and be at the ready to serve him, to look for those opportunities, maybe at church. Maybe your church needs a Sunday school teacher. Maybe they need somebody to clean the church, to clean the bathrooms. Watch for those opportunities. How often somebody walks into a restroom or they walk into church and they look around and say, "Boy, somebody needs to clean this place." Well, get up and do it. You be the one that serves the Lord. And meet those needs, help in those opportunities, whether it be at church or maybe in your community, someone needs some help. You drive by a house and say, "Boy, that house needs a coat of paint." You know, that may be a widow who can't paint that house. Go paint her house. Go mow her yard. Wherever the work is, do the work as servants of Christ. And ask yourself, how can I serve the Lord today? And I believe God will give you those opportunities as you seek to serve Him. Our time is gone. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider His word. Consider His word. Consider His word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider His word.
Consider His word.